G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot at the start of a new week. Isn't it great to be a believer? Or maybe yesterday's meetings at church were not very much of an inspiration to you as you begin a new week today. You just didn't get much from the services. You listened, but other thoughts crowded in. Concerns for certain family members, friends or neighbours. So you haven't started the week with gusto. Even your morning quiet time didn't go well. Your prayer life hit rock bottom, as if your prayers aren't going any higher than the ceiling and bouncing back down on top of your head. You had to not only drag yourself out of bed, but also through your daily devotions. And you're thinking to yourself, is this what the Christian life is all about? Am I not meant to be a joyful, triumphant, bouncing up and down Christian? In the Bible, Paul the Apostle says, "Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus." Our minds are fertile ground and must be guarded and guided. Our minds are open to all kinds of infiltrations, and our part is to guard our minds and put useful, good, healthy thoughts into them. The key is to ask ourselves the question, what would Jesus have me do? What would Jesus have me say? What can I do for Jesus' kingdom and for his name? Is there someone today I could meet up with and encourage? Perhaps there's someone I know to offer financial help to. Someone perhaps needing my sympathy, or perhaps a car lift to hospital. We need to take our minds off of our own needs and focus on others and their needs, particularly when the other person's needs are expressed. And our minds can soak up all kinds of useful stuff if we let them. What can we do about that? Well, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Whatsoever things are lovely and of good report, think on these things." And how do we do that? Jesus himself took time to prepare for each day. He began with several hours in prayer. Maybe we should see him as our example, as well as reading a good Christian biography, including a commentary on a passage from the Bible each morning, and praying it in. If we did, we may just have a much better day every day. It's our relationship with Jesus that will determine our state of mind throughout the day. Think on these things. Let me pray you into the week. Dear Lord, take care of our minds and do not allow those awful thoughts to continue within our minds. Help us to think upon good, useful thoughts that are sweet and helpful to building others up, which will glorify you, O God. Forgive me for allowing such rubbish to fill my mind when it happens. Instead, O great God, fill our minds with thoughts such as, how would Jesus think about this situation where I have anger, jealousy, or even hatred? The truth is, Lord, I want to be like you. Help me, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday Think Spot. Have a great day and a great week. See you again real soon. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.